మాలాసుదాం కుంభ విబోధముద్ర విద్యావిరాజత కరవారిజాతాం అపార కారుణ్య సుదాంబురాశిం శ్రీ శారదాంబా ప్రణతోస్మి నిత్యం. విత్ బెనిడిక్షన్ ఫ్రమ్ జగన్మాత శారదా పరమేశ్వరి, దట్ రిపాజిటరీ ఆఫ్ ఆల్ దట్ ఈస్ కల్చర్ నాలెడ్జ్ ట్రెడిషన్ విజ్డమ్ ఆర్ట్ లెర్నింగ్ ఫైన్ ఆర్ట్, ఐ బో టు హర్ యాజ్ ఐ కమెన్స్ మై అడ్రస్ టుడే. ఇట్ గివ్స్ మీ గ్రేట్ ప్లెజర్ టు వెల్కమ్ యూ ఆల్ టు దిస్ ప్లెసెంట్ అండ్ సాలెమ్ ఫంక్షన్ ఆర్గనైజ్ దిస్ ఈవినింగ్ యాజ్ ద కన్క్లూడింగ్ పార్ట్ ఆఫ్ ద 4-day ఫెస్టివల్ టు కమమరేట్ ద సెంటీనరీ ఆఫ్ భారత రత్న డాక్టర్ ఎంఎస్ సుబ్బలక్ష్మి. The 16th of September, in the year 1916, Subbalakshmi was born. Therefore, it was on this very day that she would have entered the 100th year if she were alive. Every good thing has to come to an end. Every creation of nature has to demise. There is no escape from this. That is the process of evolution, that is the process of osmosis. And therefore, even the function has to come to an end, and the festivity and the celebrities that go along with it have to shift to the archives of the institution. All that we can carry with us at the end of a journey of a celebration like this or a festivity like this is the baggage of memories, cherished memories of that nostalgia down the memory line over these last 4 days that we can take along with us. Life has to go on. Dr. Subbalakshmi, there is nothing that anyone can speak about. There is so much like taking candle to the sun and speaking about her. That was the greatness of that lady. This blessed land of ours has a living history that spans several millennia. Westerners have always wondered as to how is it that this nation, despite its diversity and languages, has been able to hold on when world over balkanization has taken place of various blocks, bigger blocks like Soviet Union also. This land of ours has 6 major languages, 1,600 minor languages, 6,400 castes and subcastes, 52 major tribes, 6 major ethnic regional groups, 29 states, 7 union territories, all rolled and fused into one called as India. Mark Twain said, India is the cradle of human civilization, the birthplace of human speech. She is the mother of history, the grandmother of tradition, and the great-grandmother of legend. If singularly there is one factor that has held this nation together, coalesced together, it is the culture of this blessed land of ours. Shanmukhananda is a living tradition, a tradition which is encompassed, clothed in the tradition, the culture of this blessed land of ours. Culture, my dear friends, is not a stagnant pool. The word culture itself is derived from the Latin word color, which means to cultivate and to adore. Culture, therefore, is the cultivation of the mind for love of ideals. The goal of culture is the integral human life, self-awareness and strength of character. Culture is the manifestation of the creativity in a being, consciousness of the creativity in a being. There can never be any culture without conscience. Who in this audience would ever think that what has Subbalakshmi to do with Maharashtra? Subbalakshmi has everything to do with Maharashtra. At the age of 8, in the year 1924, she accompanied her mother for the first concert of her mother in Sethupathi High School in Madurai, where her mother, Shanmuga Badivu, was to give a Veena concert. The little girl slipped out of the hands of her mother, went into the playground and started making mud pie, which was her favorite game. Soon the organizers came, picked her up, dusted all the mud on her and put her back onto the stage. And the mother goaded the young child to sing. This is the first time ever that the mouth opened on a public platform. And the very first song that came out was an abhang in Marathi. Not only that, when there was a demand that she should sing one more, the second also was a song in Marathi. The effect that came from that song of hers was like a spiritual inferno that mesmerized the audience who had seen her sing that day. catapulted them to an ethereal world of charm, unbelievable as it were when they heard her, and thus a star was born. This musical journey of this great Mahavidushi of our times therefore started with Marathi, and then she expanded the canvas for 9 more Indian languages to give expression to the beauty of creation through the music that she gave to the world. Subbalakshmi and Bombay, Subbalakshmi and the Shanmukhananda Sabha are intimate and closely connected. I have said before our connection with the Shanmukhananda Sabha, therefore I do not propose dwelling at length on her connection with the Sabha. Suffice for me to say today that it transcended the customary and the conventional relationship between a musician and a Sabha. Her relationship with the city, in fact, started with her life journey itself. In the year 1936, when Subbalakshmi had to come to Mumbai to give a performance, alone she was because she was deserted by the violinist who was to accompany her, and then a masaya came and accompanied her as a guide, as a person who will give the security for her to come from Chennai to Mumbai in 1936. That relationship that developed between them blossomed fully during that visit to Mumbai and entered the wedlock in the year 1940. On the 10th of July 1940, Subbalakshmi was married to Sadashivam. Inasmuch as we are celebrating the centenary of Subbalakshmi this year, we are also celebrating the Amrutavarshini, the Amrutotsav of the marriage of this blessed couple. Countless number of performances that she had given from this auditorium, from public maidans like Gandhi Maidan or Shivaji Park, for raising funds for causes dear to people of this city. In the year 1936, she came. Prakash. In the year 1936, she came to give the first performance here, and she contributed for the South Indian Education Society. She again came in 1945 and funded further South Indian Education Society. She repeated it again when she found that the funds are inadequate. 1947 she came, and on the 15th of December 1947, the concert that she gave is a record by itself by any standards, and it raised more than 1 lakh rupees for that institution. 92% of the total cost required for the construction of the school was given by that single lady. Be it the Kasturba Memorial Fund, be it the Kasturba Memorial Hospital, the Sevadhan Hospital, the Sevashram in Varda, be it the NCPA, be it the Bombay Tamil Sangam, be it the Andhra Mahila Sabha, be it the PEN, in the contribution that she gave for PEN, also included some money which went to buy the property which was the original residence of Saint Tyagaraja, so that it doesn't go into different hands. Countless number of institutions were funded, supported, and these institutions were made to stand on their own leg by this great messiah of our times. And as these institutions spread their tentacles and spread far and wide the influence of their activities, that cemented and built the relationship of the lady to this city. Small wonder, this city celebrates Subbalakshmi ahead of the rest of the country. That is why on the very day when the centenary commences, this institution has started that journey. Subbalakshmi breathed her last on the 11th of December 2004. But she never died. The legacy of her music endures even 10 years later, 11 years later, and for generations, Subbalakshmi will survive. Subbalakshmi will live through her bhajans, through her sahasranamams, through her suprabhadams. There is not a single house anywhere in this country where suprabhadam is not the way you start the day. Subbalakshmi is alive in the temples of this country, and she shall remain in the divine form forever. Today is an important day in addition to the commemoration of Subbalakshmi's centenary, that we are honoring 50 young artists from all over the country. These 50 young artists are being given the Sri Shanmukhananda Bharat Ratna M.S. Subbalakshmi Fellowship in Music. This fellowship carries an annual grant of 1 lakh rupees per person for a fixed period of 3 years. This fellowship is perpetual, and at the end of the 3 years, another lot of students of music will come over and be the beneficiaries of this award. It has today put onto these shoulders a great responsibility, these frail young shoulders that I see on either side, of being the ambassadors of the legacy of Subbalakshmi. It's a challenge. I am sure they are equal to the task. The very fact that we have acknowledged them as worthy of being conferred a fellowship in the name of Subbalakshmi, I think they will meet the challenges very well. When I try to come to the end of this, because we are already late, I think let me conclude by starting with the philosophy of celebration. Celebration for anything is good. Celebrations are essentially of two types. Celebration as thanksgiving to the divine, as a manifestation of gratitude to the Almighty. And the second is to keep the past behind and move forward in life, fully realizing that this life is eternal. Friends, our life is like a Christmas tree, evergreen. No storm or snow can ever weather that. Human spirit is also like that. Despite the fact that several adversities cloud human spirit and it goes through several social and personal strifes, it emerges stronger at every point of time. By its very nature, human spirit is celebration. And when you add a tinge of sacredness to that celebration, then the body, mind and the soul are in unison. When the body, mind and the soul are in unison, that celebration is the foremost celebration which everyone rejoices. That is what we are experiencing today. This celebration is thanksgiving to the good Lord for having made this day possible. This celebration is for that Karta, that lady, who gave unto this country as much as anyone could think and took very little away from us. When she departed from this earth, all that she had was that shawl which was blessed by the sage of Kanchi and given to her, which was draped around her mortal remains and consigned to flames. Charity knew no excess as far as Subbalakshmi was concerned. The right hand would not know what the left hand would do. All her lifetime, she used music as a vehicle to promote goodness all around. Our beloved Chief Minister, I have no words to thank him despite the pressure of time of managing a state like this. It's very difficult to manage a state like this. To take time out and come itself shows how much importance he gives for the cause that is being celebrated here today. To all these awardees, young as they are, he is a source of inspiration. At this young age, he has travelled quite a distance in life to come to become the chief executive of this Maharashtra. And the double energy, the double speed that the Lord has endowed him to take this state forward in the committee of the states of this nation and take it back to its rightful place that it was several years before, I am sure the blessings of Subbalakshmi will be no less to guide him to take the state to that position, because she loved the state and called it as Maharashtra herself. It's a Rashtra of sons, and I'm sure our Chief Minister will take it to that rightful place to be strong enough for this. We are beholden to you, sir, for your presence today. And it will gladden all your hearts that his wife and he are lovers of music. So we haven't brought somebody to preside over today's function to whom music is anathema. It is in their blood, both in his wife. She sings very well. And I'm sure one day we should have the privilege to bring her over here to preside over a function and sing for all of us. We thank you, sir, for your contribution. May the Jagan Mata, Kamakoti Kamakshi, shed her grace on the young Chief Minister. And on the veteran who is sitting over there, who has been a teacher for eternity, all the students who have come under his influence. And to these young shoulders, may she bless them so that they can realize the purpose of their lives. May they become the true ambassadors of the legacy of Subbalakshmi. May she also bless us so that we can draw a leaf from the life of nobility of Subbalakshmi and make our own life sublime. Thank you, and God bless us all.